Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A voter turnout of around 67% was recorded in the Haryana Assembly elections, for which polling was held yesterday. The single-phase polling for 90-member state assembly remained largely peaceful. Voters from all sections were seen queuing up at polling stations to cast their votes. With a significant population of elderly voters, many above the age of 100 years, were seen participating in the electoral process with enthusiasm. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, kept a close watch on the poll process. Home voting facility was introduced in the Haryana Assembly elections for voters above the age of 85 and persons with disabilities. Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed the high-level committee on One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. He said this in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on simultaneous elections. Mr. Kovind added that simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth, and enhanced global competitiveness. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted 3 flight tests of the 4th generation very short-range air defence systems at the Pokhran field firing ranges in Rajasthan. The tests conducted in the last 2 days were carried out against high-speed target, demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. The Ministry of Defence said that these development trials showcased repeatability of hit-to-kill capability of the weapon system in various target engagement scenarios, covering approaching, receding, and crossing modes. This weapon system is a man-portable air defense system designed and developed indigenously by Research Centre Imarat, RCI, in collaboration with other DRDO laboratories and development co-production partners. Indian Air Force will conduct a mega air show at Marina Beach in Chennai today. The air show is a prelude to the celebrations of the 92nd Annual Air Force Day. The aerobatics show with 72 aircrafts is likely to draw 15 lakh spectators, aiming to create a record in the Limca record book this year. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30 Mark 1, Jaguar and Poseidon aircrafts and latest Prachand helicopter will take part in the thrilling air show. It will begin at 11 a.m. and will end in almost 2 hours. We have a report.
The Indian sky belongs to them and they will protect it at any cost with their might. The theme for this air show is Saksham Sashak Atmanirbhar, meaning potent, powerful and self-reliant. Rain or pain, the warriors of the sky are like the eagles, which are precise and poignant, not missing their goal, whether it is to inflict pain on the enemy or provide relief to those affected by natural disasters. The Indian Coast Guard is standing guard at the waters of Marina, doing their part in the Air Force show. The second longest beach in the world is a perfect place for the event after 21 years. India's premier military parachute display team, which has parachute jumping, free fall display including advanced maneuvers, falling at speeds close to 200 km per hour, will be a moment to watch. Surya Kiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team will showcase the operational capabilities during the show. The aircrafts will be deployed from air bases of Tambaram, Arakonam, Tanjavur and Sulur. Joy, Akashwani News, reporting from Chennai.
President of Maldives, Dr. Mohammad Moizu, will arrive in New Delhi today on a 5-day state visit to India. During the visit, Maldivian President will meet President Draupadi Murmu. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. During his stay, Dr. Moizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. An India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast and south peninsula India today. The Met Department predicted that there are no significant chances of rain in the northwest, west and central regions in the coming days. IMD said Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and coastal and south India, Karnataka are very likely to witness isolated rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.